time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. There was an attack on the Samoa Beach this last weekend that left one person murdered and another injured. The murder weapon was a crossbow. This is just another chapter in the community we've created, not only in Humboldt County, but in the entire state of California. In Humboldt County, we decided collectively that a drug environment was okay. We had a clear choice in who we elected as our district attorney, and we chose to allow widespread marijuana grows and the economic shot in the arm that this created. I was very vocal in my support of Worth Dykeman and was sad when he was defeated. Before this election, I would blame Paul Gallegos for the environment he created with his lenient policies towards marijuana. I stated over and over on the radio that if we allowed this culture to prevail, that we would attract a criminal element to our neighborhoods that would bring home invasion robberies and an increase in murder as well. This is not Paul Gallegos' fault. The blame clearly lies with the voters in Humboldt County. The entire state is seeing an increase in petty crimes that is staggering. This is the fault of the voters in California. Jerry Brown was elected, and he had a platform of letting tens of thousands of nonviolent criminals out of prison. Well, this policy has come to rest squarely on the shoulders of the hardworking taxpayers in the state. The petty crime isn't so petty when it is your car that gets the window smashed and the contents of your car stolen. It isn't petty when you come home from work and find your front door ajar with the house ransacked and all your valuables missing. What is the punishment for these petty crimes? Absolutely nothing. When there isn't any punishment for a crime committed, the petty criminal takes his activities to the next level, and you end up with a brutal murder on Samoa Beach. The fact that these criminal predators are now roaming the streets is a direct result of the politicians we elected to office. The voters are to blame. Worth Dykeman no longer lives in Humboldt County, and we still do. How bad does it have to get before people start voting for a better society instead of voting for how it affects their back pocket? We don't have enough money to keep people in prison, but we have plenty of money to pay government workers more than private sector employees. We have plenty of money to give these same workers great medical, dental, and vision insurance. Most private sector employees have horrible insurance compared to the government worker, and we seldom have dental or vision coverage. The government worker gets to retire in his 50s, and most of us have to work until we are 67. The astronomical benefits we are paying leaves the budgets without enough money to keep criminals behind bars. We are broke, and the reason we are broke is that we have too many government workers, and most of them are overpaid. I would like a society that builds more prisons, builds schools and roads, fully funds our schools, police, and fire departments, and then gives to the poor. I want the government to spend some time and energy on differentiating between the poor and the lazy, and realize there is a difference between a need and a want. I wonder if a social services bond would pass as easy as a school or fire protection bond does. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.